The Secretary General of ASEAN says that sanctions against the military government of Myanmar are pointless. Myanmar, also known as Burma, is a member of the 10-country association. Aung Kang Yong says that without the participation of China and India, economic pressure will not lead to political changes in the brutal dictatorship. Mark Frammaner, acting director of Burma Campaign UK, said ASEAN's approach to the issue of Myanmar was changing.
ASEAN certainly has a role, although ironically they're trying to claim now that there isn't much they can do and wash their hands of the problem. We saw when ASEAN allowed Burma in as a member in 1997, they said that the way forward would be engagement to embrace the regime, to bring it into the international community, that isolation and sanctions wouldn't work and that their way was better. We've seen 10 years later that they are now accepting that their way has failed, that the increased investment in Burma, the increased interaction with the international community has not led to a single democratic reform in Burma, not a single one. And ASEAN is very embarrassed and very impatient now with the regime. So they have effectively abandoned their policy of non-interference in the internal affairs of member states, which is a huge thing for them to have done. 40 years of tradition of non-interference they have abandoned for Burma. They have demanded the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, but they have been snubbed by the regime themselves, and they're not sure what to do now. But they've called for change. The regime ignored them. And so now they're trying to pass the buck and saying, well, it's not us. It's China and India. They're the really key countries, and which is true to a large degree. But ASEAN does have a role to play.